Jamie Hanks Myers, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did this effort to register thousands of kids come about?
So this is the third year of the Pre-K Registration Week here in Dallas County, and it started 3 years ago with just two districts. And it really started because when we look at the data, we found that over 30,000 eligible 3- and 4-year-olds were not enrolling in pre-K, even though they were eligible to do so. And there's many research studies out there demonstrating the importance of early childhood education. One such study found that for every $1 invested in early education, it saves $8 based on better learning outcomes, decreased crime and incarceration rates, reduced health care and social welfare expenditures, and increased tax revenue. We are pleased that now 9 districts have come together. Over 100 community partners have also committed to spreading the word about pre-K, why early education is important, and how and when to register.
So when you say 9 districts have come together and all these partners have come together, what all is involved in that effort?
So there is a lot going on this upcoming week. And these past few weeks, you've probably been seeing yard signs out and about town. There's over 100,000 flyers that have been distributed to get out the word to parents. You've maybe seen billboards around town. There are canvassers going door to door to help get the word out.
Why aren't more families signing up for pre-K? Are families just not getting the right information, or are there other obstacles?
There are 2 main obstacles that we hear from parents. The first is, yes, awareness, that they either didn't know about pre-K. It's not a mandatory school year. So they either didn't know about it, or they didn't know that they were qualified to enroll. So that's the first barrier. The second is often that many districts offer only a half-day program, and parents need a full day of care when they're working.
I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about how school districts are really trying to reach families, in particular low-income families, because they don't maybe have the access to other programs that other families with greater means have.
Sure. And that's one of the main reasons why we are looking at increasing pre-K registration, because it is free for families who qualify who are low income. There's also Head Start programs that are available. There's child care subsidies to support families. And so the partnerships that we form to help get the word out and reach those families are very intentional, such as working with the food bank. They're already working with families who would qualify for assistance there, and so they also would qualify for pre-K. And so we're forming partnerships such as that to be very intentional in reaching those families.
Why is early childhood education so important? Why is there this push to enroll more kids?
The reason that quality early education programs are crucial is that they increase the likelihood of children entering kindergarten ready. And kindergarten ready is a predictive factor for if they're reading on grade level in third grade. And research shows that predicts high school graduation. So what it comes down to is if a student is not reading on grade level by third grade, they are 4 times more likely to drop out of high school. And so if we can get more children enrolled in quality programs, we then increase kindergarten readiness, increase their grade literacy, and ultimately high school graduation.
How would you describe the current state of pre-K in Texas compared to other parts of the country?
We definitely have made strides in recent years. There's a greater focus on quality and improving quality. More districts are going to full day, which does help to not only help parents who are working, but also it provides additional instruction, education time. So we're making strides, but we still have a long way to go. Currently, the state only pays for a half day of pre-K. And while, yes, Dallas ISD and other local districts like Lancaster and Fort Worth have made the choice to provide full day, they're not receiving adequate state funding to do so.
Do you think there's some misperception about pre-K? There does seem to be this debate about whether pre-K is needed, whether it truly makes a difference, or whether it's okay if kids don't go.
There is a lot of debate around the importance of pre-K, and I think when we look at the research locally and nationally, it clearly shows the benefit of quality early childhood education, which starts from birth, right? And so it doesn't just start at 4 years old in pre-K, but it's about ensuring that children who from birth on are learning all around them are in quality learning environments. So that might be in a child care center, it might be in a school district, it may be at home, but it's important that that quality is there.
Jamie Hanks Myers, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you so much for having me.